Sports Report by Andrew Colomossi, Part 1. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we begin with cricket and send our congratulations to Todmorden stalwart Andrew Sutcliffe on scoring his first Lancashire League century. The former Centre Vale skipper finally reached three figures in his 450th league appearance for the club. A three-run victory at Lower House that enabled Todd to move to the top of the Division 1 table. It was Sutcliffe's 329th innings for the first team and took his tally of league runs to an impressive 4,487 at an average of 16. He has also passed 50 on 11 previous occasions. Sutcliffe, who has also taken 276 wickets, completed a fine day by taking two crucial late wickets, as Todd made it four successive league victories after their local derby defeat by Walsden in early May. The other wins came against Norden and Haslingden at home and Enfield away, with professional Will Bossisto scoring three half centuries. So plenty to celebrate for Todd and above all Sutcliffe. Table tennis now, and news of another successful month for Todmorden's Paralympic hopeful Megan Shackleton. First, Megan, who is 24 and a student at Sheffield University, travelled to Podgorica for the Montenegro Para Championships, where she teamed up with world number two Sandra Miklosacek of Germany to win a bronze medal in the women's doubles. Megan had earlier been beaten by her doubles partner as she failed to qualify from the group stage in the women's singles. A week later, Megan took part in the Slovenia Para Open in Lasco, the largest para tournament ever held, featuring over 400 players from 53 countries. And Megan was among the medals again, this time in the mixed doubles, where she collected another bronze with partner Jack Hunter Spivey. It was only their second tournament together, so a semi-final defeat by strong Chinese opponents was a creditable performance, with Hunter Spivey enthusing. "We've played two tournaments together and won two bronze medals. There are definitely things we can work on, but positive signs for the future as well." So now their sights will be trained on the European Championships, due to be held in Sheffield in September, when Megan aims to feature in both the singles and doubles events.